Tell you what, I have never hid near Uranus.
No, you always.
I am always known when I am near Uranus.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Andy. Tam is, I don't know. I don't even know if that guy exists.
He might just not be just that. He just might not be anymore. Yeah. Tam just,
he was just a figment of our imagination. And
so we've been talking to absolutely no one for the past 5 years. No. 2 years?
Two years for Tam.
It's all blended together.
Yeah. I think we've been doing this, like, what, 5 years total?
Yeah, 5.5 total.
Has it been 5.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Skylar more than Tam, I know that.
Yeah, but not...
It's coming up,
not
though.
Much
it's
longer, I don't think.
I would say within, like, what, 20?
God, we're probably just about there already, where Tam's overtaking Skylar.
Duh, duh, duh. We're gonna have to have, like, poppers in the room.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, no, we should make it all morn, all dark and morning.
Oh, well, if he's ever here.
We'll ask.
Yeah, we'll see. We might have to find a third host.
He just has, he's got a bad string of bad luck.
Bad luck.
Well,
he had 3 weeks of bad luck.
Yeah. Well, that's still... I bet that feels like forever, dude. 3 weeks of bad shit.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it sucks. I'm sure it does. But then there's weeks like, you know, when he hasn't said anything and he's not here. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
He's gonna listen. He's gonna get so red and embarrassed.
He's not gonna listen. Actually, you know what? If anyone is, it's probably him.
Yeah. I'll listen. I skip around in ours. I listen by skip around.
Did you listen to any of the last 2 weeks?
No.
Sorry. Well, good, because it was just me. It was me doing the podcast by myself.
How was it? You should have just sang show tunes for 50 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have worked. No, it was just about 15 to 20 minutes of exposition. All right, I'm done.
Well.
me talking to nobody going, so I played a game this week, guys.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was neat.
You press the A button to jump and the B button to run.
Mm-hmm. And shoot with the trigger, like every game.
So how are you? How is life? How is the game called Life?
Life is good. It's good. I'll probably have to tell you after the podcast because I don't think I can really say it. I don't want to say it on the podcast because it's kind of a big deal. But I got selected for a... I guess I don't want to say it's a big deal as in, like, I'm moving up in the world. It's a big deal as in it's a hell of a project.
Oh, all right.
So, I was working on a project at work, and we started calling ourselves the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And I will elaborate later. But it sucked ass.
All right. I got lumped in with this group called the Four Horsemen at our work. Right. I was like, okay, I'll take it. I at least got to be the cool Famine. I was like, all right, I'll take it.
Nice. Last night was Stefan's bachelor party.
What'd you guys do?
Well, so they went paintballing
in
the afternoon.
All right.
I was working, though. I had to work till... I got off a little bit early, but I was off at like 5. They'd start paintball at 3, so, yeah.
Where'd they go?
Oh, it's a great... It's in Louisville, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
So they went there, and then when I got home, and I made the mistake of... Because when I talked to Stefan, I was like, what are you guys doing afterwards? And he's like, well, we're going to go eat, and we'll probably be back at my place doing something at, like, 7. So at, like, 7, I was like... You know, what's up? What's going on? And I made the mistake of, since I thought they had already ate, I ate here. And they're like, well, we're going to Buffalo Wings and Rings right now. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll meet you there. And so I got there, and they're like, oh, you gotta try these wings. I'm like, all right. So I got some, I got 10 teriyaki wings, thinking they would be the size of, like, the Buffalo Wild Wings wings, yeah. You know, like little nuggets. No, they're fucking huge.
You can always take them home.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a fucking option, all right, Andy. So, we ate those. It was me, Stefan's brother Dustin, Stefan Twos, Swanson, Austin, fucking Leaper.
Ah, yeah.
Didn't make it.
Oh, no.
It was like, we were just like, he knew of the bachelor party. It's fucking Stefan's bachelor party.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm at the drive-in. Like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. The bachelor party happens once, man.
Yeah. It was just like.
Don't they live together?
I guess not.
No. Okay.
But they bought that arcade cabinet together, which is at Stefan and Tyler's place. I don't know. So he wasn't there. Yeah. So we went back to Stefan's place, and we played a game called Scrawl, which is a game where you get something you have to draw. And so you draw it, obviously, something weird. And then you hand it to the person to your left. Or right, but let's just say left right now. So you hand it to the person to your left. They look at the picture. And then on their dry erase thing that they put over it, they write, like, a phrase what they think that picture is.
Oh.
So if you drew it well, they'll write, like, what you had.
Okay.
And then they hand it to the person to their left. And that person puts a little dry erase pad over it and draws whatever that person wrote. And then they hand it to the person to their left. And then they have to write whatever they think the person drew.
Okay, that seems pretty cool.
And so it goes around alternating between writing and drawing.
That seems pretty cool, yeah. Actually.
So it was pretty funny. And of course, the things you had to draw were quite adult. And one of the funniest fucking ones was, I got a couple I'll try and explain, because I was dying laughing.
Sneeze! Sorry, but I was trying to say sneeze before I sneeze, so you could prepare your ears. That just came out like an audible.
Like you're just yelling in the microphone.
Sneeze!
So there was one which was like, I think it was like Bad Christmas or something like that. And so, like, Tyler drew, like, a kid opening a gift, and then he was, like, thinking of, like, a DS and a Pokemon thing. And then Aria wrote, like, oh, God, what was it? I can't remember who it started with. Because I ended up writing, like, bad gifts or something like that. And then it got to Twos, and he drew, like, some guy. He drew some guy, like, opening a box with a dildo in it. And then Dustin wrote, birthday alone. And then fucking Stefan draws a guy with a birthday hat hanging himself. And then it finishes with Austin, who guessed it was happy birthday.
Oh my God.
And we're like, Austin, you okay?
Yeah. Like, what?
One of the funniest fucking ones was Stefan had his was draw you banging the person opposite of you, which was Aria. So Stefan drew himself banging Aria while Tyler watches and claps. I was like, oh my God.
Only a deep friendship you could do that.
And he drew it like Stefan was unsure, but like Tyler and Aria were happy. And then,
oh, that's good.
That ties it into the, this was the last one of the night. Tyler Twos had rubbing someone the wrong way, so they tried to draw it, and I didn't know what the fuck it was, so I wrote domestic violence. Aria draws Tyler beating her. And then it goes to Tyler, and Tyler writes, me putting Aria in her place. And I think Austin then draws Tyler whipping Arya with a cat of nine tails on a bed. And Stefan's was something like Tyler and Arya SMM or something like that. And then finally Dustin draws Tyler whipping Arya on a bed while Arya's dreaming of Stefan.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. We fucking died at me putting Arya in her place. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game.
It was fun as hell.
Where did he get it at?
That's a good question. I don't know. He got it as a gift, I think.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's a fun game.
Yeah. It was pretty fucking good.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else exciting? It's been a couple weeks.
I don't do things that are exciting.
Do yourself. Hey.
Hey, ooh.
All right, so I went to the Renaissance Fair down in KC.
See a lot of boobs?
Yes. Yes. Not like exposed boobs, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mad cleavage.
Yeah, yeah, you see mad cleave there.
Lots of dudes and, it's a dudes with, like, bulges.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
If
I went, I'd put a fucking sock in my pants. Like, check this out.
Put like four socks.
Hey.
It's not weird. It's just that big. It's also really lumpy.
Yeah.
Lost my credit card.
Oh.
I know where it's at. It's probably still there where it's at. But our tradition after we go down to the after Renaissance Fair, we always go to Waffle House afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I'm handing my card to the lady to pay, I have this bad problem of letting go of the card before they grab it. So I did that, and it slid exactly down the side between a bench and this, like, unmovable, like, register area thing.
Oh.
So I just went, well, so I paid with my debit, and then I just went out to my car and had to call the bank and cancel it, but I just got it yesterday, but dude, not having a credit card, I never realized. It sucks.
Yeah.
It super sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so worried. I got like three emails from Apple Music. They're like, oh, hey, we need our money. Where my money?
Yeah, where my money at?
And I'm like, no, please. I use you so much. Don't leave me, Apple Music. And then we got another cat on Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so Daniel's got a buddy, but he's being a pissy bitch about it, so.
Yeah, and you got like, I don't know much about it, but you gotta, like, introduce them in some stupid-ass way. Yeah.
You gotta, like, keep them in a separate room and rub blankets on them and exchange smells. And we're putting Daniel in the den today, and then she can come out into the main room. But
Cool.
Yeah, he's a hissy bitch.
I don't know if this is always the case with dogs, but it was pretty easy to introduce Max and Chip.
Dogs are a lot easier.
It was probably even easier because technically I guess this isn't technical. They were brothers, just from different litters.
Well, yeah, they probably had some smell or something. But
they just dropped them together like, hey.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Mom still bitch?
Surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so you want to do some game news?
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't talked game news in a while.
We haven't. Let's do that.
Ravioli, give me the gameioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli. Hands. Okay, so you can use the PlayStation VR cinematic mode to play Xbox One or Wii U games.
That's crazy. How does the cinematic mode work? Does it explain?
According to a video by Digital Foundry, third-party devices such as consoles or PC will recognize Sony's virtual reality headset as a standard 1080p HD TV.
Oh.
This does mean that while you won't be able to access any virtual reality features with the devices that aren't PlayStation 4, you could easily use the headset in lieu of a television or monitor for your other game consoles or PC.
Oh, that is cool. Damn. Dude, I've been hearing nothing but good things about that headset.
Yeah, me too.
And, oof. I have enough in Amazon gift cards to get one, but that's the one that I'm saving up for my PC, so now I'm really conflicted.
Get the PC, bro.
I know. I'm standing hard with the PC. I am. I'm standing hard. But damn, just hearing how good the PlayStation VR was, I'm like, oh.
So, speaking of PCs, so Stefan's wedding is next Saturday.
All right.
And so By the way, there probably won't be a podcast on Sunday. Just letting everyone know. Because
weddings are hardcore.
Well, so here's the deal. I don't really know how late the wedding's going to run. Like the
wedding
reception.
That's a good assumption.
So I got a hotel room.
Oh.
Because it's in Hinton, Iowa, which is about 2 hours away.
Right.
Which is, I don't know, 15 minutes away from Sioux City.
Okay, then yeah, that makes sense. You're out of town, basically, then.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it got done at, like, I don't know, 8, I'm sure I could drive home.
Wedding receptions never get done at 8, man.
Yeah.
What time does it start?
4? 4?
It might run till 10, then.
Yeah. So I don't really know. Also, I want to get out of the fucking city for an evening. So,
dude, it's nice. Just, yeah. Like, leaving for a weekend or an evening is perfect.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, Google what to do and whatever.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did.
There's not a whole lot to do in Sioux City.
Bring a console. Play a single-player game that you haven't played in a while. They at least will have a TV in the room.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I might bring my laptop, but my gaming selection is limited on the laptop. Yeah. But I just think it's funny that, like, I'm going out of town to do the same thing I do at home.
Yeah, well, it really sucks that it's in that city, like a small little city like that.
Well, yeah, and I don't really know what the hell to do in Sioux City at, like, 10 o'clock at night. That's not
a bar.
Going sitting by myself at a bar.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, bring your laptop. Just play a single-player game for a little bit or something. Or watch a movie, have a movie on it.
I tried to get people to see if they want to split a room with me, like, weeks ago, but no one fucking responded.
So you're adults now. Yeah, nobody splits rooms. It's weird.
Well, just, you get rooms with two beds.
I know.
That's a thing.
Dude, this might just be it's probably a marriage thing, but when we went to Minnesota recently, we got a room with two queen beds, and we were so fucking excited that we each got our own bed. It was awesome.
That's funny. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I just wanted to split the room so I had someone to fucking talk to.
Well, you'll be fine. So,
figure something else out. I'll be sitting by myself texting you. Andy.
Hey.
Andy, I'm bored.
You ever see that one? You ever see Member Star Wars?
Come to Sioux City.
Member Chewbacca.
Let's see. Don't rule out original Xbox games becoming backward compatible.
What?
Original Xbox games.
Oh, original. Sorry, I didn't. For some odd reason, I was thinking of first party instead of original. Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
Yep, there's a good chance that original Xbox games will still be making their way to Xbox One.
That's pretty cool. They're knocking it out of the park with backwards compatibility there. I know Sony banked big on that now.
You know, I'm just like, why wasn't that just standard?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, we've been buying your consoles. You know.
You've this is your third run at it. You should know by now that people like backwards.
Yeah. Yep. Friday the 13th pushed back to 2017. But adding a story campaign.
That game looks very intriguing. I think I'll probably get it, honestly. If they are they in is this Steam Early Access or
no?
I think it's still being built pretty heavily.
Yeah. On the game's Kickstarter page, publisher Gun Media revealed that Jason's teen slashing antics are being pushed back to the spring of 2017. The delay is seemingly due to standard game development stuff. It just needs more time in the oven. Blah, 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 blah. However, the bigger news is that the developer is adding a single-player campaign to Friday the 13th. The story mode is currently set to launch in the summer of 2017, a few months after the multiplayer fully rolls out. Little is known about the campaign right now, like whether you play as Jason or a camp counselor, but it will exist.
That game looks cool. That game looks violent, too. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of games, next Friday, Civ 6.
Oh, shit. You pulling an all-nighter?
No.
Oh, yeah. Next Friday's a wedding.
Because I have to work in the morning and then leave for a wedding.
Responsibility.
So I won't be... I mean, technically, I could play all night. But
be dead the next day.
Yeah. So I won't be able to play until, like, Sunday night.
Oh, man. I was that way with, I was that way with Arkham Knight. Mm-hmm. I was so excited for that game, but, like, I was just busy every day until, like, the week after I got it. So it sat there unopened, and I was just like, ugh.
God, I remember when Halo 4 came out. I was fucking sick. I was sick. And so I didn't play it for a long time, but eventually, like, everybody was on. Like, people we used to play with in Halo 2. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Everybody was on. I'm like, I have to get on. And so I got on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God, guys, I feel like shit, but I'm going to play. I can't believe I pulled this off, but Marvel... I'm disappointed that I actually took the time to do this, but Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. Yeah, I know. I got that game, and I waited like a week and a half to even touch it because I wanted all of us to play it together, like me and my friends. So, like, I didn't play it at all.
Oh, man.
I bought this game.
That was torture.
I mean, I'm like 18, 17, you know? Like, dude, no 18-year-old just leaves a game on their shelf. But I waited. I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and then we all played together, and I wish I hadn't waited because it sucked.
What do we got next?
Steam is overhauling its support for PlayStation 4 controllers.
Dude, I'm so excited about that because that's mostly what I play my games on is Steam. Mm-hmm. So now I can use my DualShock 4. Fuck yes.
Yeah, they're slowly assimilating every control method into its ever-expanding core, and it's just as well. While Xbox controllers were the king on PC in terms of easy use, DualShock 4 has slowly been climbing the ranks.
Because it's a good controller, dude.
It is a good controller. I prefer the Xbox controller, but I really like the DualShock 4.
Yeah.
I like it a lot more than the DualShock 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And DualShock 2 is probably still my favorite controller. Like, really? I had the original, and then I had the first DualShock. But just for some odd reason on the PS2, like, it felt so new, and it felt good.
Yeah.
That controller, so.
I would say that out of the PlayStation controllers, the DualShock 4... Actually, the latest controllers in both are the best, because I like the Xbox One controller better.
I still
than
like
the
360 slim one.
Or really?
The normal 360, I'm sorry. One.
The one with, like, the disc D-pad? That shitty D-pad?
Yeah. I like that as a, like, a feel. Like, I like holding that controller. It's a comfy controller. But, dude, the D-pad on every DualShock has been so good.
I want to get just a regular Xbox One controller to play my games on, but, like, I don't know, man. It's expensive.
Controllers are expensive.
The one I already have, I mean, it works. It's a knockoff 360 controller, but it's not like it doesn't work, you know? It's just a fucking 360 controller. But it'd be nice to have a wireless Knights controller or something like that. And there's some, I saw like a third-party controller that's pretty nice, that's often used for like PC gaming and stuff like that. It was like $60, man.
Man, that's close to the Steam controller money then. Actually, I'm pretty
Steam
sure.
Controller's like $40.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone down then. Because wasn't it 60? I thought it was like 60.
Not recently. Steam controller will run you... God damn, it could run you anything depending on where you get it, apparently.
If you get it from Steam or Valve.
Yeah, let's go to Steam. Right now it's $50.
Oh, okay.
For the Steam controller. Yeah. Steam controller. You can get the Steam controller and Steam Link for $90.
I kind of want a Steam
Link. You know, I kind of want a Steam Link too. To try that thing out.
Yeah. Because it'd be nice to just leave my computer in the other room.
And yeah.
Play games on my TV.
It's,
that would be fantastic.
Something worth thinking about. But the Steam controller, like, I want to get the Steam controller to be like, check this fucking thing out. I have a Steam controller. But, like,
I've heard it's.
I've heard there's such a huge learning curve to the damn thing.
I know. It's
because
they
like
totally
the dual trackpads. Yeah, it's so different.
I like my DualShock, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
Pokemon Go's gym overhaul and catch bonus are rolling out.
Oh.
So.
I start it up every now and then.
Yeah, I start up every now and then, and I look at the Pokemon, and I'm like, well, this sucks. And then I close it. So, how do I fucking start this? So, your catch bonuses have been upgraded to the point where the more of a certain type of creature you catch, the more chance you'll... The more chance you'll get to grab them in the future. If you've caught a lot of Pidgeys and Rattatas, it's going to be easier to catch Pidgeys and Rattatas.
Oh, okay. All right.
There we go. That's how I'm getting at that. I haven't had a lot of sleep. Gym training is now significantly improved. You can bring in a crowd of 6 instead of 1, and the system will allow you to alter your CP up to the trainees. Beyond that, minor fixes are in tow, as well as a better egg and incubator UI. So it's a little bit easier to up your team's gym level.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be fun. I like that you can bring 6 people into a gym battle now. That's nice.
Yep. Well, I think that'll do it for gaming news.
All right, cool. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, that's all the stories I have, but I feel like it's been so long since we talked about shit. Actually, I have my stories from the last 2 weeks.
The PSVR? No, that'll make the podcast long. VR launched? That's the big
here,
one.
Let me just go through the headlines I talked about the last 2 weeks. And we'll see if there's anything good. Bill Gates loved the Lancer in Gears of War. Right. The hackers that ruined Christmas 2014 for PlayStation users, they have been arrested.
Good. That sucked. That sucked so hard.
Japan made a horse dating game.
Makes sense.
Skyrim and Fallout 4 will get mods on PS4, but there's a major catch.
Yeah, it has to be original.
Yeah, I can't use any external assets. Yeah.
That's so, okay.
There goes your Macho Man mod.
I know. That's all right. When I get the PC, I'm getting Fallout 4 again, so.
Nice. No Man's Sky advertising under investigation. False advertising.
That's still going on. And I booted that up again last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I played for about... It's literally a game that you play for an hour and you're like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
So
I would still like to get it, but it's got to be quite a bit cheaper than it is right now.
You can borrow it if you ever want. I really won't miss it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into technology news.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She can't take anymore.
This is technology news.
All right, so the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is officially banned from planes.
That's crazy. My parents went to, I took them to the airport on Thursday because they went to Vegas, and I told them to count how many times the TSA or anybody over the intercoms while they're flying says Samsung Galaxy Note. They said it about 14 times when we went to Jamaica.
Wow. So, what was I going to say about this? So they banned the Galaxy Note 7.
They stopped making those.
So I heard that chances are Samsung is just going to have to like...
eat it?
Well, they're just going to have to drop the whole line. Like, the name is so ruined.
Oh, really?
Like, if you come up with the Galaxy Note 8,
yeah, that's
everyone's going to be like, oh, that exploding thing?
That is very true. Well, at least their regular Galaxies are going, so they're going to have to retire the Note then.
So, they're going to, I mean, it's not like they're going to stop making phones, but they're going to have to kind of come up with a new line or
maybe
name.
Maybe spend some time on not exploding batteries.
Yeah, that would be nice too.
Dude, there's a guy at work that had a Note 7, and he got the replacement, and he was freaking out when the replacement started to explode. He's like, "Dude, I don't want anything blowing up in my pocket."
Yeah, there is a live stream going on right now where someone bought a Galaxy Note 7 off of eBay, and they have it plugged into a charger. And they're just waiting for it to explode.
Oh my god.
Anyone who tries to check a Note 7 in their luggage could face prosecution, because that is a reckless thing to do. Don't do it.
know. And they still explode when you turn them off. Mm-hmm. That's just insane.
Man, so like...
Dude, you know what sucks too is he was showing me his note. Mm-hmm. That's a nice phone.
Yeah.
That screen is really nice. That screen shits all over the iPhone screen. That thing is beautiful.
I mean, like, so what do you... You're just going to have to travel without your phone.
Well, I...
Because you can't bring it on a plane. You can't check it in your luggage.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like, mail it to yourself if you want your phone at your destination.
I don't know how Samsung's given money back either to people. I know if to return your phone when you request it, they send you a fireproof box in the mail and gloves.
No fucking way.
Yeah, Google it really quick. There's pictures of it. Just put a Galaxy Note 7 return box. It's a fireproof fucking box.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It is a fireproof box and they give you gloves to handle it with.
Yeah. That's insane. I also read that Samsung's estimated to lose about $5.3 billion from this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a...
That's a fucking chunk of change.
Yeah. That's a lot of recovery you're going to need to do.
All that time on R&D, like making that phone. Oh, God. All the production. Lordy.
Yep. Oop. Lost my headline. There we go.
All right.
Two undiscovered dark moons appear to be hiding near Uranus.
Those are my balls.
Tell you what, I have never hid near Uranus.
No, you always...
I am always known when I am near Uranus.
You just dive right in.
Like the other gas giants in our solar system, Uranus features a ring system, although it's not nearly as spectacular as the one around Saturn. And like other gas giants, Uranus hosts a batch of natural satellites, 27 to be exact. New research suggests this number might have to be revised. Data collected by Voyager 2 during its historic 1986 flyby hints at two undiscovered moons that may be lurking around a pair of Uranus's rings.
How have they not been discovered?
I don't know. Maybe data. Like, hey, this thing's wobbling. Maybe there's a moon behind it. Uranus is almost 20 times farther from the sun than Earth, making direct observations difficult. Voyager 2 found 10 moons when it visited the planet in 1986, tripling the number of moons known to orbit the gas giant. But it appears the probe satellite hunting days aren't over just yet. Planetary scientists Rob Chansa and Matthew Hedman from the University of Idaho recently revisited Voyager 2's old data. Hey, I was right. See that? They noticed something peculiar in two of Uranus's 13 rings, Alpha and Beta. The two rings exhibit a series of wavy patterns.
Oh,
I was right.
Wobbly.
Consistent with the presence of two tiny moons. And by the way, for the people that be like, yeah, you have the article. I don't pre-read.
No, yeah. I can back him up on that. We do not pre-read these at all.
Those
silences are Matt scanning very quickly.
Mm-hmm, as I learned from the great Craig Evans. Why pre-read when you might get it right the first time? The two rings exhibit a series of wavy patterns consistent with the presence of two tiny moons. These patterns may be wakes from small moonlets orbiting exterior to these rings.
That's crazy.
If the moons exist, they're quite dark and very tiny, measuring a mere 2 to 9 miles. That would make them smaller than any other known moon to orbit a planet, which explains why Voyager 2 wasn't able to detect them directly. Mm.
That makes sense, then. Older technology, too.
So, there are moons around Uranus. And if you want to make more Uranus jokes, please go ahead, because I know we've just opened the floodgates.
To Uranus. Open them floodgates to Uranus.
Mm-hmm. So, Apple is removing anti-theft cables from iPhones in some stores.
I don't know their thinking behind it.
Apple is testing out a new way to display iPhones in some stores in the UK and Canada. Completely naked. On Saturday, Apple will reopen its fancy flagship store in London after a year-long renovation, showing off the brand new iPhone 7 without any security tethers, which presumably makes it extremely easy for any casual shopper to pocket one. Why would Apple put itself at risk like this? Well, the company wants to make it easier for you to test out its phone. No security tethers allows you to see how it feels in your pocket and to try the phone in funky cases. CNET reports that although the new London store has no visible security, there are cameras watching your every move. Still, the company isn't too concerned with you stealing one of those precious baby iPhones, because it will be unusable as soon as Apple realizes and puts the phone in lost mode, remotely, which bricks it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, still, you're going to have to brick a bunch of phones if people start taking them out.
I know, yeah. Yeah, that's a I don't know. I guess we'll hear about it if it happens. So,
yeah. So I guess we'll see here. Brain implant allows paralyzed man to feel objects with a prosthetic limb.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. We're getting there.
Yeah, researchers from the University of Pittsburgh and UPMC have developed a system that's enabling a man with quadriplegia to experience a sensation of touch through a robotic arm that he controls with his brain.
That's awesome. That's so cool, man.
Prosthetic limbs are getting better all the time, but they're still not able to convey the sense of touch to a user. That's a serious limitation given how important touch is for hand use. I know there are things that I touch over and over and over and over while I'm crying. And I would be sad. Yes, I would be sad without my sense of touch.
I always pose the what if, or would you rather lose an arm or a leg? And I am always a leg because I need my touch. I need my hands.
I would say leg, and I'm no expert, but it looks like prosthetic leg technology is a little better than prosthetic arm and
hand.
Well,
yeah, you just need it to basically hold your weight.
Need it to hold your weight and walk, whereas a prosthetic hand, is tough, man.
Yeah. You got to grip shit. Yeah. I would much rather lose my leg any day.
So you can now feel with your prosthetic limb.
That's so cool.
At least this guy can. It's not like it's mass produced, but still.
We're getting there.
We are getting there. All right. I've got two stories for news.
Oh, that's fine.
So let's go into news and we'll see where this takes us.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
All right. So the world's clumsiest customer accidentally wrecks $6,000 worth of TVs. Now,
where's this at?
It's definitely funny. St. Austell, which is in southwest England.
Oh, man, I was hoping it's America.
So basically this dude, and I'll try and get to the... Oh. So basically this dude crouches down in front of a TV, and he knocks it back, hits another TV, then backs up and hits two more TVs. Now, as hilarious as that is, I think it's a stunt. Because the company posted it to their YouTube page.
Is this a corporate place or a local place?
I think it's local.
Because if it's local, they might have a sense of humor.
I kind of think opposite in a way, where like a corporate store wouldn't pull a Bush League tactic like knocking over TVs and putting it to their YouTube page.
If anything, the internet will, you could always Snopes it really quick.
I suppose I could. The only reason I brought the story up is one, because it's hilarious to watch. Two, I don't have dick for news.
That's fine. There isn't dick for news. It's literally all political.
Yeah.
That's really funny though, because that's a fucking like sitcom TV show situation that just happened to that man. If that was real, knock over three TVs forward, go oh, step back because you're so surprised and knock over two more. That was also their. They shouldn't have had that set up like that. You need to put TVs on a secure, like pedestal or something. Like if you go to like Best Buy or Furniture Mart, they're all mounted to the walls.
Yeah, they are. Oh man, have you seen any clowns? No clowns.
No, but I did see a video on Twitter the other night of two clowns who are in a car, and they pull up to their house, and there's just a regular dude standing there, and the clowns are like, freaking out. Fuck, dude, they're freaking out. That was really good. But personally, no. And just like, I agree with Todd and Tyler. No one's gotten murdered yet, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a big deal. And then people are, like, freaking out, and they're like, I dare a clown to come. Dude, it's just a guy in a clown suit.
Yeah. I asked my sister-in-law, because my nephew's a second or third grader. They got emails from the school about clowns.
See, this is just...
It's getting fucking stupid.
So, clowns just kind of show up.
And then just disappear.
And then they, like... So some other people do it in a couple other states, and then a couple other people do it, and then people are like, no, dude, that clown killed somebody.
And
next thing you know, the fucking school's emailing everybody, and the kids are freaking out about these stupid-ass clowns that aren't doing a damn thing.
Didn't it originate, like, North Carolina?
Yeah, they are not, as Todd and Tyler put it, indigenous to Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it started in North Carolina.
I've seen it on Twitter multiple times where people ask if these are real clowns.
And Facebook's full of
That begs the, what the fuck's a real clown? A guy dressed up in a clown suit?
I do feel bad for the actual clowns out there.
That does kind of suck. God. That like, no, I'm an actual clown.
They're like, their way of life because of that job is destroyed at this moment because of all those asshats.
Yeah. So a snitch crow leads police to a hidden meth stash.
What?
God.
Okay.
In Perth, Australia, a surveillance camera... Jesus, am I having a stroke?
I'll watch.
Here, I'll hold my arms out in front of me. Am I doing good?
Now dab. Stroke dab.
A surveillance camera captured a crow fishing a bag of methamphetamine out of a Perth gas station's garbage can on Monday. After hovering over the receptacle, it plucked out the illegal stash and dumped it next to a pump. Two officers from the Western Australia capital Perth later pulled up at the station and filled their vehicle up with fuel and spotted their narcotics on the ground. No one was in the immediate vicinity, so they decided to check the service station CCTV to try and identify a person or vehicle responsible for the drugs. The only thing they were able to find responsible for the drugs was the crow pulling it out of a trash.
That's crazy.
Police seize the drugs and are trying to ascertain who dropped them off in the first place.
You know what I love is when police stations on Twitter will post, like, found a pound of weed, please come to claim. I love when they do that. I want to say OPP or OPD might have done that once.
It's possible. Yeah.
I love when cops do that.
That is good shit.
Dude, if you can show, like, a police force has a sense of humor about things like that, I don't know. I feel like it makes people a little more easy about them. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it takes people off edge a little bit, because, you know.
If they have a good sense of humor. Like
authority makes people nervous sometimes, because it's like, you know, when you've done nothing wrong, but you think you've done something because wrong because authority's around. Yeah,
you're just like, oh, fuck, that happens to me. I'm like, if they talk to me, I'm like, I've done absolutely nothing today except come out here.
It's like that time, you remember when, has Josh told you that story? I'm sure he has, where the security guard kind of like detains them in a way because they were throwing peeps in a parking lot. And he was like, you're throwing rocks at my car. And Josh is like, they're peeps. And he's like, it's very funny. And he like holds up a handful of peeps. He's like, no, seriously, they're peeps.
Some people shouldn't have authority.
Yeah, and I've had cops behind me before where I'm like, are my blinkers working?
Yeah.
Are my blinkers working?
I'm like the same thing, too. I'm like, oh, shit, are my lights out? Fuck.
They're going to catch the brick of weed. Wait a minute, I don't have a brick of weed.
Morning, officer. There's no weed in my trunk. How are you doing?
I remember one time, God, it was so long ago. We were all driving to IHOP late at night, and this is when I was still in the Taurus.
Oh, man.
And
squeaky Taurus.
I had a broken taillight, but like the taillight wasn't out. I mean, like literally the cover was broken, and I covered it with red tape, so it still kind of looked like a brake light. So a cop pulls up behind me, and I see the cop. And I'm like, oh boy, what's going on? And then his lights go off. And I'm like, ah, oh, Jesus. And then I get a call from Tom. And I'm like, well, I'm not answering that. I'm busy.
I know what this is going on.
So the cop
just
pulls.
Got to say that name, and I'm like, oh god.
The cop pulls me over, and they were apparently, it was like a Saturday night. They were doing some drunk driving, catching or shit like that. Right. And so the broken taillight found a reason to pull me over. Right. And then, so he gave me kind of a quick sobriety test. He's like, follow my pen, touch your nose. He's like, where are you coming from? My house. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, IHOP. He's like, what were you doing at your house? I'm like, swimming. And he's like, all right, well, you got a broken taillight, so take care of that at some point. And he let me go. All
right.
So he's just trying to catch a drunk driver, I guess, which was not me. I get to IHOP. I'm like, Tom, why the fuck did you call me? He's like, I was going to call you and tell you there was a cop behind you. And I'm like, one, I saw him. Two, what am I going to do? Step on the gas, break out the window and start shooting? Like, what am I going to do?
Oh, God, that's good.
Answer the phone while I'm driving. That'll help.
That's so good. Back then, it was totally fine.
I guess, yeah, but still. It's like, answer the phone while I'm driving. Matt, there's a cop behind you.
All right.
Like, how would that have changed the outcome in any way? He still would have turned on his lights. I still would have turned at the same place. Still would have talked to him. He still would have given me that quick sobriety test, and he still would have let me go. Maybe that would have changed a little bit. Maybe be like, who the fuck are you talking to? I'm like, sorry, it's my friend with drugs. He's going to IHOP right now. His
name's, oh, see that car?
His name's or Tom.
That van?
He's wearing a Suck It Toomey shirt. Christ.
Good times.
Yeah. All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast, and email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.